USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Russia continues to pound the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol. There are reports that shelling struck a mosque that was sheltering 80 people, including children. Mariupol has sustained the worst of the attacks from Russia, with more than 1,200 killed. Volodymyr Zelensky encouraged his people to keep up their resistance. He again deplored NATO's refusal to declare a no-fly zone over his country and accused Russia of employing a new stage of terror with the alleged kidnapping of Melitopol's mayor. Crowds in that city have protested Russian forces over that. Saudi Arabia executed 81 people on Saturday, convicted of various crimes, including murder. It's the largest mass execution carried out in its modern history. It's not clear why that country chose Saturday for the executions. Saudi Arabia, known for mass executions, though a number of death penalty cases has dropped during the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.